Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And Dave Armstrong is in the capital. Hi, Dave.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. We haven't chatted for a while.
For a little while.
Enjoy your roundup of local events. So you're going to start with your local MP, Julianne Genta. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's been quite a kerfuffle. I think the biggest thing about it, there's no doubt that the claim to send her to the Privileges Committee was justified, but it just shows the resulting sort of furore about it, shows the depth of dislike and hatred about cycleways, you know, for and against in Wellington, and how high passions are running. I mean, two of the people that complained about it, two retailers, had a sign on a shop, you know, berating the council for their cycleways plan, and the other had been well known as a opponent of what the council was doing to the city. And another, Simon Wolfe, who complained about a behaviour, you know, was a councillor, was, I think, at one stage the only councillor who voted against the Island Bay cycleway. Uh-huh. So I think there's a bit of subterranean stuff as well. Even though, I mean, personally, because I live in the area, I've chaired meetings where Julianne spoke and stuff, and I've always found her, you know, very pleasant and helpful. There was one time I had to read out questions from an audience, and she thought I was asking the question, and it was a ridiculous question from an anti-vaxxer, and she just said, "That's BS," and refused to answer it, which I think was fair enough. And then later I said, "Oh, by the way, I didn't ask that question. It was someone else. It hadn't been made clear."
Yeah.
But you know, I think it does show you the tensions of being an MP. I also think, you know, if you're a passionate politician, sometimes you've just got to be a bit dispassionate and not take things out of work time, if you like.
I actually haven't thought deeply about this one, and the footage did make me feel pretty uncomfortable. But part of me wondered, you know, if you did feel as though the world was boiling and nobody that you could see in power was doing anything about it or wasn't doing enough about it, maybe that would be your response.
Absolutely, and you know, teenagers and young people take the street. The thing is about, you know, there's feeling and getting things done. And often the older, more cynical people actually get more done because they play the game and they do things. And so I understand passion, but you need both in politics. You need body, you know, you need real politics. You need to work out how to, you need to build coalitions. You need to get people on the other side. And, you know, looking to the Greens, you could say, is the James Shaw approach more practical and more effective? I'm not sure. You could argue, no, he wasn't. He didn't get as much done as the Greens wished he would. So, look, it's an open question.
Sorry, I just missed that last bit, Dave, but I got your drift. So, okay, we'll watch that one with interest. Now, what's going on with the airports? Shares in Auckland and Wellington issues for the council.
Yeah, well, in Wellington, it's an interesting one. They voted to engage with the public, but, you know, in favour of selling the shares and seeing what the public thought. And the union movement held a meeting. And I was really surprised by this because at the first iteration, only four councillors, all Labour, voted against the airport shares. But now the Greens have joined in. And even the Conservative councillor from the northern suburbs wearing his bomber jacket, Ray Chung, who is normally on the side of, you know, quite conservative right-wing councillors, but he's said, look, I think it's mad to sell the shares. And so that you're looking at it, and it's pretty close. And so, you know, the Tory whānau, the mayor, has just lost the Reading deal. The council have decided not to go proceed with it. She was its biggest champion, you know, and she's championing the selling of airport shares. If that one goes down the googler, she doesn't have that much to show. And, you know, politically, it's really interesting. I'd say it's pretty even, and I think it's highly likely that you know, it could be very, very close, whereas before it was quite cut and dried. So, you know, watch this space on the airport shares. I think at the end of May they vote.
And are you suggesting that it's sort of not coming down to ideological kind of loyalties and more about whether it's just a good pragmatic idea or not?
Well, look, you know, ideology is very weird in Wellington because you have what I believe is a very neoliberal sort of right-wing council management, and you have a Green mayor who tends to support them. But, you know, when a deputy mayor who's a Green and the other two Green councillors who two of whom previously supported selling airport shares and putting it into a resilience fund, which, you know, is allegedly quite a Green thing, they've now come out against it. And so, you know, political ideologies aren't really the matter in this. You're quite right. Labor have always been very staunchly against asset sales. But for Ray Chung, for example, to come over to the pro-asset, you know, holding on to the asset side is quite, you know, quite interesting. So I think that, we in Wellington, personalities often have a lot to do with it, and you can't really just say left right, even though a lot of people do. There's often much more to it. And I mean, the Reading deal, many people saw the Reading deal as a right wing corporate welfare thing. I certainly did, and found myself agreeing with people like the Taxpayers Union, who normally make me run a mile. You know, so you have some very weird bedfellows.
Yeah,
it's
also a local government thing, right? Harder to separate people along that spectrum when it comes to the myriad of weird sort of issues that a city council has to deal with.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of which, I saw a photo on Twitter of Chris Bishop smiling and signing something. But it seemed quite complicated to me, so I didn't try and understand what he was signing. Can you simplify for us?
Well, you could be forgiven for finding it complicated. But look, I think it's been a good week for him, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people. While Winston and David Seymour are talking about sushi being woke and quinoa being, you know, Chris has actually, I think, got the support of a lot of Wellingtonians, perhaps not all, and he's perhaps irritated a few of his own supporters, but he has okayed the vast majority of what the council wanted for housing intensification. Now, that's a bitter and divided argument, and there's reasons for and against, but basically the council did vote for making housing intensification much easier, for declaring the Johnsonville Railway Line mass transit. They also delisted some heritage areas. Well, Chris Bishop basically said, I'm agreeing, it had to go through him, and he basically said, I'm agreeing to most of what you want, and they were very happy with it. Ironically, Labor and Green councillors were the main supporters, but he did have to say, oh, I'm not going to delist these heritage things. Not really out of ideology, but I think he must have had legal advice that said, you're buying into a real fight if you do this. Mm. So I think they're going to look at changing the legislation. So it's, again, another thing of Green and Labor councillors cheering the National Minister and a few more Conservative councillors quietly harumphing because their Mount Victoria and Newtown villas might be under threat.
It includes those ones, does it? It includes the ones in that central city that have been the kind of the focal point for that debate.
There are still heritage areas, but they're way, way less. There's only a third of what was recommended. Okay. The expert committee said, no, you should have more, but that was ignored. Other things the expert committee said were taken into account.
Dave, great to chat to you. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Dave Armstrong's dispatch from Wellington, solving the world's problems.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.